It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The funding model that keeps the University of Tennessee in business is unsustainable. That was the message delivered to state officials last month from UT System President Joe DiPietro. Now in the fifth year of his presidency, DiPietro says one of his biggest challenges will be finding a way to keep the university affordable and functioning as state funding stagnates.
When we talk about our business model being unsustainable, it's really about continuing to pass on increasing costs to students and their families for their tuition to go to the University of Tennessee. So, you know, if you take a look at our state budget in Tennessee, there is a structural deficit in that budget because of the way revenues are collected and the kinds of taxing mechanisms we have, alongside increasing costs in areas that come in at higher priority than higher education. And so we've been in the conundrum over the 4 years I've had the privilege to have this job as the president of the University of Tennessee, passing on increasing costs every year to students. I mean, it's been 6, 8, 12% per year over the first four-year time frame for me. And that model really is what we view as unsustainable.
So since you and Chancellor Morgan and I spoke late last year, you got to testify before Governor Haslam and other state leaders as part of budget hearings in December of 2014. Mm-hmm. And you explained this case to the governor and others. So what was the reaction you got in Nashville?
It was very, very positive. You know, I mean, I think if you take a look at how the governor responded, he was very, very positive about the fact that we've identified that we have to figure out. We own this problem. You know, the university does. We have to figure this out. We have to be creative. We have to subscribe to what I'm calling as the three E's, right? We need to be entrepreneurial. That is, find revenue. We need to be effective and efficient and be able to demonstrate the fact that we're good stewards with the appropriated dollars we have. And then we have to figure out how to keep the places collectively across the system moving toward further excellence, the third E. So it was well received. And that hearing had really two components. One was sort of a longer term vision from the standpoint of how we correct this problem ourselves and how we deal with it. Alongside what is coming up in the next General Assembly session and the recommendations that came from TEHEC to the governor.
What do you think comes next? Now that you've made this case, the governor is in the midst of putting together his budget proposal. The legislature will have to sign off on it before it becomes official. What do you think happens next? What were some of the indications you were getting from what you've heard so far?
Well, I think, number one, the recommendations from TEHEC for the upcoming budget cycle, we support all of them. With exception of the capital outlay list, which we've had some conversations about from the standpoint of the priorities of the projects, but we still think our system will be just fine. And there's always argument about how you'd like to be higher priority to get a new building, and we'll work through that. But I think if you look at a cost of living adjustment for our people, that's very, very important. And we want to look at completely funding the outcomes formula, the Complete College Tennessee Act. Our campuses, collectively, our traditional campuses in our system have performed in the top five consistently, and that means there needs to be a reward there, and the money needs to be allocated to do that. That's a top priority. We need improvement dollars for the non-formula units, that being the Health Science Center in Memphis, the Institute of Agriculture, the Institute of Public Service, those kinds of programs. And, you know, I think those are the keys, Brandon.
As we've talked about, the flagship campus, of course, is here in Knoxville, but it's a statewide system. There are facilities in Tullahoma and in Memphis and in Chattanooga and in Martin. What are you hearing from the state legislators or people in whose districts those institutions are to emphasize this is not just an East Tennessee issue, but a statewide education
issue? Oh, no, we hear it all the time. I mean, you know, it's the wonder of the University of Tennessee is our connectivity across the state and the fact that we have these campuses that are distributed as well as extension in every county, and IPS helping people all across the state, and the Health Science Center with students or faculty and hospitals across the state. So no matter where you're at in Tennessee with a policymaker, they have an interest in who we are and what we're about. Most of them very much appreciate the matter-of-fact approach that we've taken to saying we have to figure out how to solve this problem ourselves because we understand the state doesn't have the financial reality to help us. And they're actually very supportive, as you might expect, that in an effort to decrease increases in tuition, we have to figure this out. You know, some of the efforts that we'll go through in doing that process may trouble some people. For example, if you take more out-of-state students at one of our institutions, you know, there might be people who get upset about that, but the reality is if that helps us fix our problem budget-wise and not pass on tuition increases, it's a good thing.
Do I understand then that you are not optimistic about increasing state funding in the near future because of some of the budget difficulties the state as a whole is facing?
That's certainly the problem. You know, the last 4 years I've walked into the legislative plaza, I've testified numerous times, I've told them all the great things we get done. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I think they would help us if they had the money. But the reality is, if you take a look at the revenue structure we have in the state, they don't have the money. So, you know, I'm not optimistic about finding large volumes of money from them, so we have to figure out how to do this ourselves.
What would that entail? What do you think? Give us an idea of something you would do.
Here's an example of a scenario. If you were just to postulate that we held tuition to less than 3% increases annually for the next 10 years, if we were to have an inflationary rate that's less than 3%, and we just maintain the state appropriation we have right now, where would we land in 10 years? Across the system, we'd be $155 million underwater. And then we've said to our chancellors, so here's your piece of that. What kind of things could you think about using the three E's, entrepreneurial, effective, and efficient, as well as move the dial in the right direction and move the place toward excellence, the last E? How would you do it? And they're all whirling up their sleeves figuring that out. You know, I don't want to alarm people across our place. I don't think this is going to be death by a thousand cuts. I mean, I think we're going to have to be more entrepreneurial as a large extent of what we do. And, you know, I think we have to look at fee structure around some of the programs we deliver across the state. And see whether we're recovering all the costs or not. And then there might be fee for service that has to be associated with this that hasn't been the tradition previously.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a minute, because something we did talk about last time you were here with us is the massive construction effort that's going on around campus. And with new buildings going up and cranes everywhere, untrained eye would say, University of Tennessee's got a lot of money right now. Buildings aren't cheap. But help me explain why that may not necessarily reflect the financial reality you're talking about.
Well, the reality is we've had a lot of generous donors who have helped with many of those buildings. I mean, you know, the reality is that the state's provided about, well, less than, in round numbers, less than 20 cents of every dollar of that $1.3 billion we've had over this four-year time frame to build buildings. And the students themselves have paid for some of those from the standpoint of a fee structure associated with facilities. A good example of that is the student center here, the new one. You know, the students agreed in working with Chancellor Cheek that they would agree to an increase in fees to help pay for that building over time. And then we float a mortgage on it like you would your home, and we pay it off over time. And the students actually pay for that. So, you know, we need to be cognizant of the fact that the fee structure needs to continue to be monitored from the standpoint of those increases in costs to the families and the students too. But, you know, I think that while we've done it, we needed it. There's no doubt that all these buildings are needed. We wouldn't be doing it if we didn't. We've particularly been focused on state funding around the STEM disciplines with the new buildings that are going up here at Knoxville and at other places. And, you know, we continue to hope the state will support capital outlay.
And as far as shoring up some of the financial foundations that you and I have been talking about, would you be pursuing private donations, federal
Sure.
money, other
Well,
sources?
I think, you know, the fundraising arm of the University of Tennessee is in really, really good shape. I mean, we've really had an unusual year last year in making a record, increasing it to a record amount received, just shy of $170 million. We have a record-breaking year on tap right now, but the problem with those funds that people need to realize that are out there is that they're designated in large extent. 95% of them are designated. They help us greatly. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to do that. But they don't fix all our problems.
And when you say designated, it means earmarked for a specific
right.
purpose?
Most donors, 95 out of 100, say, Joe, I want to provide this money to build a new building, or
right.
I want to provide this money to provide a scholarship to a sociology student, or I want to provide this money to create a professorship or a chair in chemistry. Very few of them say, you know, use it for the best intended purpose, and it becomes a discretionary fund.
Right.
They want to give to something where they have passion, and and that's understandable, and we always live up to those agreements.
Well, you just finished your first 4 years at the helm of the University of Tennessee system, and have just been re-signed for another 4 years. What would you like to accomplish in the next 4 years? What do you like to do in the next four? If you had your druthers, there are the responsibilities and the things you have to do. No. What do you want to do?
I mean, I think if there could be a few things, one would be that we've solved this business model issue on sustainability, and we come up with a plan that allows us to continue to be a very affordable institution. Probably the better term would be even a more affordable. That, you know, over the first four, I've really tried to grow a sense of teamwork and commitment and understanding what the system does and the responsibilities of the people in the system versus those on the campuses, and we'd like to keep building on that and advance the institution. You know, I think we'll have some key hires over the next 4 years we'll have to make. We've already had some of those as people move on to either retirement or other opportunities, and we'll have to do a good job of recruiting in good team members. Part of the effort would be over the next 4 years to make sure there's a good succession plan. I know that presidents don't last forever. I probably have, you know, 4 to 6 years left in my tank, and we'll see where we're at the end of the next four with the board and where I'm at and where my wife is. And then I would like to be able to make sure that this system that we've created and the relationships that we've built move on to whoever takes over after me. So that's probably enough, I guess, for a 4-year time frame.
It sounds like you'll be very busy. Dr. Joe DiPietro is the president of the University of Tennessee System. Dr. DiPietro, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.